Hey, thanks for being here this morning. As we want informed voters, KTAR.com/Arizona Votes is where you can go and hear all of our candidate interviews as we sprint toward this general election. I'm sure the candidates feel like it's been a marathon. Joining us right now is Senate candidate Blake Masters. Hey, Blake, welcome to the show. It's good to talk to you.
Always good to chat, Mike. Thank you.
Let's talk about the primary first. Let's put a bow on that, and then we'll move forward to what's happening in this election cycle. Talk about the primary process. Gets very contentious, as it does many times. Are you confident that you're able to rebuild and mend those fences to make sure you get full support from the party?
Oh, yeah, I think so. You know, it was definitely a spirited, hard-fought primary. But, you know, of course it is. I think that most of us, actually all of us primary candidates, we all believe in you know, so many of the key fundamentals. You got to secure the border. We got to stop this crazy inflation. We have to stop the crazy weaponization of the government that Biden has presided over. And so, look, if someone supported a different primary candidate, hey, that's good. That guy probably had good ideas, right? But I won, and now it's just time to unite the Republican Party, attract those independents that we need to go and spread this message that the Democrats have failed, Mark Kelly has failed. And when we get that message out, I'm just very sure that we'll win in November.
And so that was my next question, was the independent voters. We have such a huge number of independent voters here, and it's a very quickly growing list. I don't think they've compromised their principles. They just kind of have given up on some party allegiance. What do you say to those, or how is the messaging different, or is it different to independent voters?
I mean, I'll still be talking about the wide open southern border every day, the border crisis that Biden and Kelly have caused, and inflation. Right. And so my message to independents is like, look around. Do you like what you see? If you think things are great, you think Mark Kelly's doing a great job. Hey, you know, you could go that way. I think we need a change. I think 90% of Americans, 90% of Arizonans know that we need a change. It hasn't worked. And the Democrats have delivered nothing but pain and chaos. Right. And so what do you do when you're going in the wrong direction? You turn around. This is a throw the bums out kind of year. We need new leadership. And I think independents know that just as much as Republicans.
So let me ask you about the bill that was just signed, the Inflation Reduction Act. What does this do to the campaign? What message do you take to the people with Mark Kelly signing on to that?
First of all, it's so Orwellian, right? Inflation Reduction Act. Anytime the Democrats name a bill that, you can basically guarantee it's going to do the opposite. This is a tax and spend bill. It's going to make inflation even worse. It's hard to know even which part to zero in on. You know, today I think I'll release a video just talking about Mark Kelly just voted for 87,000 new IRS agents. He wants to double the size of the IRS in a recession. So just more tax collectors to come after you and harass you and me. But he won't vote for more Border Patrol. You know, their priorities are exactly backwards. And this bill is going to hurt Arizonans. It's going to hurt Americans. It's just that simple.
Isn't it? And that's the 87,000 agents. That seems to be now, as everybody's looked at the tax increases and looked at everything else that's in this bill. Every small business owner in Arizona I've talked with has so afraid of this now, this huge expansion of the IRS. What is this going to mean for small businesses, not just the big billion-dollar corporations?
Well, that's right. And unfortunately, you can't trust that this won't be weaponized. You know, Obama weaponized the IRS against conservatives, against Tea Party groups. Look at this crazy FBI raid against, you know, President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Everybody has a bad feeling because we know that these 87,000 IRS agents, they're not going to go after progressive Democrats. They're going to go after Republicans. They're going to go after independents. They're going to go after small businesses who are just trying to make it through Joe Biden and Mark Kelly's recession. To call it unfair would be an understatement. This is the weaponization of the bureaucracy against normal, everyday Americans. I'm tired of it.
Let's talk about that FBI raid. Have you had an opportunity to speak with President Trump about the raid? Have you had a conversation since this happened?
I haven't. I haven't yet. And I don't even know what I'd say. It's just like, this is so crazy. This is unprecedented. This has never happened in American history. Politics is always rough and tumble. There's always sharp elbows. But to see Joe Biden instruct his DOJ, and Biden knew about this. There's no way Biden wouldn't have known and approved of this. To see Joe Biden instruct his DOJ to persecute a political adversary, it's downright un-American.
So as we move toward November, we know that Mark Kelly has a huge war chest of money. How do you offset that? Is it just fundraising the same way? Do you have to be a little smarter with the way you do things? Are you going to be able to catch him in spending?
Won't catch him in spending. We don't need to catch him in spending. We need to raise a lot of money. That's true. I think I made about 100 phone calls yesterday. So I'm working my tail off. We're going to raise money. We're going to use that money more wisely and smarter. But it's true. Mark Kelly's got a giant war chest, and he will use it to tell lies. He'll tell lies about me. He'll try to assassinate my character. And he'll tell lies about his own record. All of a sudden, he's pretending to be concerned about inflation and pretending to be tough on border security. You see these same television ads that I do. But he's got to lie with that money. All we have to do is raise enough to get the message out to tell the truth, which is Mark Kelly votes in lockstep for the failed Joe Biden agenda. And here's what we got to do instead. And when we can get that message out, I'm quite sure that even being outspent by this Democrat machine, nope, voters are going to come to my side. We're going to take back the Senate seat.
All right. So the last question I have is, whether it's the House or the Senate, nobody can do it alone. You have to build a consensus. You have to build a team of people that work together. How do you do that? How do you go to Washington, D.C., where sometimes it feels like it's everyone for themselves? How do you build a coalition of other senators that are like-minded to get an agenda that you think is good for America pushed forward through the Senate?
We just have to make that a priority. You know, my message as a conservative outsider to D.C. is, hey, the way you guys have been doing stuff doesn't work. Politics as usual doesn't work. Maybe you're comfortable in D.C., but people back in Arizona, they're suffering under this politics as usual Joe Biden tax and spend regime. And so, no, I'm going to work with Senator Hawley and Ted Cruz, right? And we'll loop in Rand Paul and Tom Cotton. We have a lot of great ones. Unfortunately, it's not 50, it's like 10 or 15, but it starts with a few of us. We will get a snowball effect going. And I think we can get a lot less done in 1 year. We can just block Joe Biden, but we can get a lot more done in 6 years or 10 years than people think. But we have to reset right now because Biden and Mark Kelly are dragging us in the wrong direction.
All right. If people want to learn more about your campaign and where you stand on more of the issues, how can they find you online, a website, whether or social media, which is the best way?
Very simple. Just go to BlakeMasters.com.
Blake, it's great to talk with you, and I hope you'll come back soon.
Absolutely.
All right, sir. Thanks. That's Blake Masters, candidate for Senate, laying out just a little bit of what he says of the priorities of going into that office if he is to win that race. So we'll talk with more of the candidates. We have invited Senator Kelly on as well. Hopefully we'll be setting that up very soon. We just want to inform voters here in Arizona. So we're going to give you access to these interviews, KTAR.com/Arizona Votes. And we just want to make sure that you vote your conscience, but you also are an informed voter.